And then by faith, commit to the Lord by saying, Lord, and I also know that you will lead me in the future. So I open my heart for your guidance, and I will trust you above all the other voices that's ministering into my heart. Amen. Amen. Good morning, everyone. God is God Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. One of the reasons I wanted worship to go on longer is if you listen to my voice for too long after being up last night until 1 o'clock, then some of the men was going to fall asleep. So it's good rather that we stand and worship. Amen. Wie was wakker gisteraand tot 12 uur? Laat ek net sien. Okay. Tannie Rosemary, so laat vir die rugby. Commitment. Oh, everyone, I don't have a lot of time. I don't need a lot of time. I want to talk heart to heart. You know, this morning is one of those mornings where, as I was studying the passage, I just heard the Lord saying, help the people to go deeper. Help them to hunger and long for deep change because I will help them. Okay, so in one sense, a human being cannot take another one all the way, but we can point in the direction and share and love and pray and to help each one of us start our journey in the right way. Some of us know the Lord for many years, but we need to realign our journey a little bit. Amen. Some of us, we were saved out of a faith that was mostly religious, right? Into a life-giving faith or a life-giving church. But you know what? If we don't watch ourselves, we our postures, we fall back to religion, right? And so every now and then we need to defrost ourselves and see God for the relationship He wants with us. Amen? Ask, seek, and knock. Just read with me. I want to read over the past that the piece that Pastor Andries spoke about last week. Listen, if you struggle sometimes with this thing like where you've heard it said many times, do not judge him. Achmeni judge. Just listen to last week's sermon. It's really just so good how the Bible hangs it together. But I want to read fast. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take out the speck of your eye, when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. And then you will see clearly. There's other places in Scripture where it says, judge with right judgment. Okay, there's a place in which the heart is ready to help. Okay, so leave it there. Go back to last week's sermon. Do not give to the dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and attack you. Right, and this is the section where we will land this morning. Ask, and it will be given to you. This is a very important pivot. It goes from specks and logs in eyes, right? Dogs, pigs, it's got the sense of almost critical judgment. Watch out, hypocrisy. And then it pivots to ask, and it will be given to you. It's a very important clue. And you will find, knock, and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks, receive, and the one who seeks, finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So whatever you wish that others do to you, do to them. This is the law of the prophets. This is a very important pivot. If we just stay on this one here, I'll stay on this slide for a moment. It's a couple of verses back. We're dealing with a speck. There's something in my brother's eye. I see something there that bothers me, and I'm focused on a wrong did to me or something I see in someone around me. But then the scripture pivots to ask, see, and now engage with God. And do you know that you've got a father that wants to be generous towards you? Okay, and it's, you can see how Jesus lifts our eyes from what's going on with our peers to, are you even aware of what God wants to do with you relationally? Okay, because the eyes that looks up to God as a father that's generous looks down again in a different way. All right, and so this pivot is very important. What is Jesus leading us to do here? Another topical question that might come up with this passage is, why would Jesus go to prayer again? I mean, he just taught the Lord's Prayer, which many would say it's the greatest couple of verses on prayer in the Bible, in the world. But again, he goes to ask, knock, seek, or seek, knock. Why would that happen? Now, what he's probably doing there is something that we can call reflect and refine. Reflect and refine. Let me try and explain that. Okay. A rugby example. Can I get one person that gives me a second? Okay, right, okay. I used to be a coach in Mpumalanga, and we used this tactic where we'd sit in the clubhouse, and we'd say, okay, what we want to do is we want to go out and practice our kickoffs. And what we want to do is we want to use a system where we can make a line over the whole field that we can either kick right or left. If we go in a different direction, two guys just have to swivel around the kicker. The kicker falls back to be at the back receiver. And so we can kick anywhere, middle, left, right, and we know what to do. Right. Draw it on the board. We're in the clubhouse. Let's go out on the field and see if we can implement what we just said. Right. On the field, we've got a cameraman on the roof. He is making a video of us. 15 minutes, kick, kick, right, left, swivel around. We can fill the whole field where we see the opposition is weak. That was Chinese for the ladies, but just bear with me. Then we'd go back to the clubhouse. We said, how'd you guys do? They would say, no, we did great. This is what the coach said. This is what we did. Then we'd say, let's look at the video. And so we'd look at ourselves and how disjointed we actually look on video footage. And then we would look at the Crusaders, because back then they did it excellently, and we'd come to a new conclusion. We thought we did it right, but we actually need to do what? Go back on the field, and with the new info we discovered, correct. After reflecting, refine. Now, some of the flaws that we've noticed doesn't go to waste. It actually now serves us in being better. Now, look at what Jesus does. He takes us into the clubhouse. He gives us the Lord's Prayer. He says, okay, this is how you pray. And I'm sure the disciples say, I can do that. Our Father, oh, it's easy. You've forgiven me. I'm going to forgive others. Great stuff. Great prayer. Thanks, Jesus. Then Jesus takes them through a couple of hard topics. Hypocrisy. Judgmentalism, lovelessness, self-righteousness. As he is taking them through it, they are thinking, shucks, this is not as easy as it sounded first. Because all these examples that Jesus is giving to them a mirror or a video playback. And they realize there's a big difference to where I thought I was spiritually, because Jesus is really setting the standard high. And these guys are now reflecting on the Sermon on the Mount. What Jesus then does, he sends them back to prayer. Now go pray again. But this time, ask, seek, and knock. What is he doing? He taught them out a prayer, takes them to the paces, and sends them back to refine and do it better. Now, follow me here. When we talk about asking. I want to stop there for a moment. The Bible says, whatever is on your heart, make prayer and supplication to the Lord. Philippians 4. Whatever you are anxious about, pray it out. Everything that is important to you in your life, pray it out. It's from the Lord that you engage with Him. Why? Because He's your Father. So what are we allowed to pray about? Everything, anything, every moment. But some of the things comes very natural for us to pray about a lot, and we should. What I want you to do is I want you to turn to someone and just share three or four things that you generally pray for. I'll give you one, family or children. That's one area. Let's keep it simple. It's not a trick question. Quickly turn to someone. Just share one of maybe four of the things that you might often pray for that's in your life. I'm giving you 30 seconds, actually. Go for it. All right, okay, good exercise. Let's just work together here. I should see a lot of hands. Who said family? Okay, who used the word my children? My parents? Okay, nothing wrong. I pray that God will help me with my health. Yeah, we must pray for that. We must give ourselves to the Lord in that way. Who said, I really thank God, but also ask Him for provision. It's important, provision for the family, yeah? Okay, so these are things that we pray about because we have a Father. And children worry about things like food, friends, family, not being alone. But now remember, Lord's Prayer is done. Jesus takes us past self-righteousness, hypocrisy, specks and logs. Okay, seeing something in my brother, take out the log that's in your own eye, and then he goes to ask. Here's a question, don't put up your hand. I was convicted about this. Who of us have it on our prayer list? Something that sounds like this. This is the direct context of ask. Lord, I really pray with earnestly, with the same passion that I pray for my provision, that You will dearly and clearly show me the log in my eye, in my relationship with my wife. I yearn for that information, Lord. I ask that You would show me the log in my eye, that it will not be hidden from me, because how will I navigate my friendship relationship with Andre? We've got a conflict. If I am blind, we don't really have a conflict. Niv of an ekviti, ne? Okay, yeah, same song. Okay, unity. Yes. I'm crying out to You, Lord. Show me my blind spot in this relationship. Now, my guess is if you're like me, they would have a lot less hands because it doesn't come natural. But what is Jesus doing? He's inviting us deeper. Right? You see, the things we ask for is often the things the flesh desires and needs. But we must also ask on behalf of a spirit man. And the spirit man has a hunger to become more like Jesus. And the spirit man becomes more like Jesus when it is shown where it is not like Jesus. But I don't like that information often. I don't want to know. Unless I can trust that the one I pray for is a what, Father? Good Father. Dad, will you show me where I'm losing speed? It's all doings on my foot. Like, just show me because I trust your hand. What about this one? God, I ask that you will show me my own hypocrisy. I wonder what the stat would be, and it's not to put condemnation on us, please. What I'm saying, it's so easy for us to become fleshly minded. It's so hard for us to be in the Spirit. God, I really want you to show me where I was wrong in this argument, because if you show me where I was wrong, I can win back my friend and I'll be better in the next engagement. The one who asks will receive intel. And even though the intel is hard to digest, Jesus says, this is not a serpent. It is fish. It is bread. A hunger for deep change. He is inviting us deeper. Ask God, slide 7, to reveal character flaws and unhelpful patterns in your life. If it is revealed by the Spirit, it will be healed. Woo. Imagine an hermanus with me. What if I go to my friend and I tell my friend, hey, I was wrong because I did this and this. And 3 weeks later, they weaponize my confession against me in the hearing of others. What if I say, but he did acknowledge. Let it be so. Let it be so. Apostle Paul wrote, if I lived in order to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. Let it be so. Here's the thing. The man who knows how loved he is by God, human affection and approval takes a secondary role. It stays important. We are human beings. We flourish in love and acceptance and engaging with others. We're not Terminator. We're not a T-800, okay? That's the one, the machine. Okay. In any case, I don't give away my cards here. We are people. But what happens is our primary connection shifts to God. Okay. And so when there's a conflict, like, okay, but if I'm going to please God, I'll be exposed among people. So be it. So be it. There will be power for that. Amen? Right. We're going to go on. When we talk about seeking, there's a progress. Jesus says that asking is only the start, all right? Because asking is something you do with your mouth, with your heart. But seeking is the engagement of your full faculties. Seeking now means I go to Jonathan and I say, Jonathan, this morning I prayed that God would show me areas of my life, and this is very hard for me to do, but I want to ask you now, when we had that conversation, and I said this, and I saw you withdraw, you went silent. Did I hurt you in that moment? What am I doing? I am seeking. I am looking for the trail. I'm looking for the information. And what I'm about to hear is not going to be nice at first. Because he might say, Vanna, you know, I've realized that when we engage at one stage, what you do is you lift your voice. You lift, and it almost feels like you lift your authority. I'm making this up. I hope I'm not like this. Forgive me if I am. Come tell me. Okay? And at that moment, I realized I can no longer engage with you, so I rather withdraw. Now, this is not nice to hear, but what is happening now is I'm seeking. I'm like, oh, so what I heard from the Lord is now confirmed. This is, I really found something here that if I can work on this, sure, God can really grow me. But let me tell you something about seeking. Remember what God told Cain about his sin? Sin is like what? Sin does not stand upright. What does sin do? It crouches. Okay? Sin crouches. What does it mean? Like I've got a cat and it tries to like go for the tarantula, but it's like success rate zero. But she crouches in the bushes. And that's what sin does. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Watch out if you work in darkness. Why? Because you cannot see. Now, I want to tell you what happens. Sometimes we start with an honest heart and we ask, and now we start to seek. And we get some feedback. Sometimes we ask for feedback. It's tough when we don't ask, but we get it in any ways. Okay, but it's sometimes also the Lord. But this is how sin crouches. We're seeking, and something pops up. You are walking in frustration. Let's say it's the information that comes back. You know what I say? I say, I'm not frustrated. They just don't respect me. And I keep it in the grass. Someone might say, listen, when you engage with that person, buddy, you came across like, I don't know you like that, but you came across loveless. No, I didn't come across loveless. It's just we're two different people. You see, I'm ready. I've got a bullet for every sin. What am I doing? I'm putting it in the door. And I'm not moving on to knocking yet. It's not that I was rude. It's just I've got high standards. Like for everything I can find, I can come back with a quick one. No, I'm not like that. I was tired. No, you misunderstood me. Okay, and so what Jesus, when he says you've got a good father, he's inviting you to make yourself vulnerable. Like, hey, maybe, you know, yeah, maybe I was tired, but it then revealed what was really there. Maybe there's something there I must consider. Why am I frustrated? Lord, help me with that. What are you doing? You are seeking. And so as you seek, ask the Spirit to help you overcome crouching sin. If we can go to that next slide, slide 8. All right. It's going to be crouching, all right? But you can find it. Ask and then seek. All right. This scripture is not talking about asking God for money and then going to seek for it. Okay. God is the God of our provision. We can pray for it, but the context of it goes deeper. Because what would happen is people would say, the Bible says ask, receive, and then they, Father, I pray for this and this and this. And they pray for a month, and then they come back and they say, prayer don't work. Oh, if you prayed, Lord, I'm asking you to show me if there's other idols in my heart. You'd have a long answered prayer, okay? And me. But you see, the Bible helps us, taking us deeper. Let's go on. Jesus says, when you knock, it will be opened. Right. What it means is, in the kingdom, you have access to the Father. He does not say, when you knock, it will not be open. He said, when you knock, it will be open. And what it means is, sometimes there's something behind the door. Sometimes you understand this space here, but in your faith, you haven't ventured there. When you go to that door and you knock, the Spirit will usher you into what lies ahead, your steps of obedience. And I want to encourage you to go for it. In the kingdom, the sound of a knock is the sound of an open door. Go to that next slide. And I want to encourage you to ask, seek, and knock. Now, keep praying for family. Keep praying for your health and your strength in this world. Because you have to accomplish your purpose through this body, all right? But I want to encourage you, let's go deeper. Let's go into the chambers of our heart and ask the Lord to reveal to us what is in us, that we can be healed and that we can grow. God knows what you need to be touched with. For Isaiah, he felt inadequate and dirty before the Lord. We just sang about it. You are holy. And then go read in Isaiah 6. God came and he opened the door. He touched him. He said, now you're ready. All right? And so whatever you sense is blocking you, if you come to God, he will intervene in one way or another. This might include repentance. This might include getting into the Word. I don't know what your training looks like, but Jesus is painting the picture of a kingdom that's so different to this world. And in the world, when you're a politician and you acknowledge you made a mistake, they will grind you to powder. Jesus says, in my kingdom, we do it anyways. Because at the right time, you will be shown as a man with a good character. It's two kingdoms. Now, I want to wrap up for us. Sorry for the pop culture reference, but who, you know what Bono said from U2? He was seeking, and then what did he say? I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Remember that. Ask, seek, and you will receive. You see, that line in that song, it's the cry of a generation. But the mistake we make is we ask and we're waiting for him to answer and give us that which is on our flesh list. And then we say, but I haven't found it yet. So the world, they're exploring God, but they wander away from his heart. But for the child of God, it's a coming home experience. It's a getting on God's lap and say, what do you want to give me? Because that I will gladly receive and consider it as found. What is the Lord wanting to usher into your life? You see, I put a meal in front of my children, chicken and veggies. And they say, I've come to this dinner table, but I haven't found what I'm looking for. Where is the McDonald's? That which we want in the flesh is not always what our spirit desires. The mind shift we need to make is, God, what is in your hand that you want to deliver to my spirit? Because that is not a serpent, it is a fish. How are you doing? And do not be afraid. It might be that you sense that God is not interacting with me and giving that which my heart longs for. Well, it might be that you haven't stopped long enough to study to see what is in his hand. He loves you. Let us go deeper. Let's consider the things of the spirit man and not only the things of the flesh. Amen? You can remain seated. Lord, I want to thank you for such an incredible group of people called to impact this town. And I just have a strong sense, Lord, that we are not called to come only and feast and eat in this place, but to carry meals out to a hungry town. But I pray, Lord, that part of the meal, part of the salt would be us as we change in our character into the likeness of Christ, so that the gospel would be received through us. And people would say of us, there's something about these people that's humble. There's something about them that's broken, but it's a good brokenness. There's something about them that does not compete with me, but that serves me. There's something about them that causes them to search for logs in their eyes as they speak with me about what's going on in my life, I see them reflecting about sin in their lives. Change us to be like that, Lord. Church, I don't have time for us to make ministry at front and take up a lot of time, but what I want you to do is to turn to your friend or your spouse and just for a minute, just ask them, what is the Lord just lifting up to you this morning? Okay, as you be your friend, sit from it. What is the Lord just lifting up on your heart? If you want to be alone right now, just close your eyes and look down. But if you can, would you engage with someone and just say, hey, wat sê die Here vir jou vanoggend? And if you want to, you can offer them a prayer. I'm going to dismiss us in 2 minutes. Bless you, everyone. Thanks for coming this morning. You're welcome to finish that prayer or conversation. Grab a coffee. Make some parking space for us. May the Lord bless you. See you next week. You caught that hint. Thank you.